The Seattle Police Department has started one, and now the NAACP wants its own investigation into the shooting death of an African-American man on Sunday. 47-year-old Jay Taylor was shot by police in the Wedgwood neighborhood. As KUOW's Paige Browning reports, the shooting could become a referendum on the need for better policing in Seattle.
Emotions running high. About 100 people gathered at the site of the shooting in northeast Seattle last night. They heard prayers, memories, and from Shay Taylor's mother, Joyce.
My heart is broke. Yes. That was my baby. That was my love. Yeah. I mean, we get everything together.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So we come to fight.
Yes, yeah. We do.
He got some warriors.
Oh, yeah.
To her family and the King County chapter of the NAACP, Taylor's death resembles the cases that prompted the Black Lives Matter movement. The controversy in this case comes down to what the dash cam video shows. The Seattle Police Department has released 1 minute of that video. Taylor was a convicted felon who wasn't allowed to carry a firearm, but police say he was seen with a gun Sunday. Officers were attempting to arrest Taylor and approached a car he was standing by, then ordered him to show his hands and get on the ground. Police say officers and a civilian witness saw Taylor reach for a gun, which prompted police to open fire. The local NAACP president, Gerald Hankerson, says he sees a different story in the video.
I saw Mr. Taylor put his hands in the air and then get down, put your hands up, get down, put your hands up, as if he was confused, but he complied exactly what the officers told him to do. The next part, when the fires were shot, is where now the police is saying that he reached for a weapon.
In the video, a car obstructs the view of Taylor's specific movements. The police department has placed the officers involved on paid administrative leave. Meanwhile, family members like Taylor's sister, Davita Briscoe, are grieving.
He spent his time with his family. I have pictures of my brother coming to my daughter's birthday parties and skating with them.
This may be the beginning of a battle for justice in his death. Organizers are planning a rally outside of the police headquarters on Thursday. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.